Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Yes. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks?
Probably very likely.
Definitely or likely?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Thank you. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. And if you do, I would like for you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or a neutral opinion of that individual. Donald Trump.
Oh, I favor Donald Trump.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
No, very favorable.
Thank you. Larry Hogan.
Not favorable at all.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Robin Thicker.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Chris Chafee.
I don't know him.
Okay, thank you. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Oh, Robin Thicker, for sure.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you.
Somewhat.
Do you support or oppose aid to Israel?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, when you're deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find important, not important?
Oh, yes. Yeah, very important.
Thank you. Job creation and economic development.
Very important.
Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Economic issues, inflation, family, budget, and debt.
Very important.
Secure and protected our southern border.
Very important.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidates Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference. Mm-hmm. I know you already told me that you were going to vote for him, but I got to read this verbatim. Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Thicker? Or
more likely.
Difference? Much more?
More likely. Mm-hmm.
Much more. Okay. Thank you. Robin Thicker says that he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or it makes no difference?
Can you repeat that question?
Yeah. Robin Thicker says that he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. But this makes it
somewhat.
More likely? Somewhat? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker? Or it makes no difference?
More likely.
Much more,
likely.
More or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. We are 70%. We almost done. Thank you so much for taking the survey. I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. If this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it makes no difference
less likely.
Less likely.
Less
much,
likely.
Much less or somewhat
much.
Less? Thank you.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Larry Hogan says that he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference to me.
Thank you. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. This makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it makes no difference to you?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate will hold today, from whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Robin Thicker.
Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
I would say probably a conservative Republican.
Thank you. Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Probably somewhat.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and it will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. In which of the following age groups do you fall? 8 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
50 to 59.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your night. Take care.
You too. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.